Howdy, folks. Welcome back to portion two of the big show. Come on in. You'll be well taken care of. Come on in, sit down, get ready for the next big show we've got lined up for you. It's going to be a good time with a mix of different kinds of music and dance for you. A lot of the people that play old-time music have to do something else in order to make a living because it always doesn't pay too well. And one of the fellows who's going to be up next lives in Seattle area and is a violin maker. And he uses that to support his habit of playing the old-time fiddle and the banjo. I'm talking about Armin Barnett. And Armin has chosen to be here tonight to accompany a great old-time fiddle player who was a big part of my growing up and listening to this kind of music. I had an old Kanawha LP from way back when, done about 30 years ago, that featured this really lonesome, wonderful, traditional West Virginia fiddle style of a man who's from the down south Bluefield area of West Virginia, now lives in Roane County. Please make welcome Armin Barnett and Frank George.
Good evening. We couldn't quite hear what he was saying back there, so we'll just go ahead and say it anyway. Frank was a big influence on my playing, though I had played the banjo since I was a kid. It was in a kind of formless way and didn't have any real focus. And then in 1969, he came up and stayed in my apartment at the University of Chicago for the folk festival and sort of changed my life. I heard good fiddling for the first time and told me about the Glenville, West Virginia Folk Festival and to come on down here, and I followed him around for a few years and got exposed as well to a lot of Irish music that Frank plays and old-time music. So that was 28 years ago, I realized with a great shock the other day, and it's a pleasure to be back here with him. He's going to start out playing a couple banjo tunes on an old, old fretless banjo.
Can I say something?
You may.
It's terrible to get old because people tell you to every move you make. This sounds like a conversion, didn't it? I must tell you a little bit about this banjo. This banjo came off of Noah's Ark. And that's the truth, because I'm from Clay County. No, it's an old one, about 160 or something. We don't know, real. And anyway, whatever I tell you about, I couldn't prove in court no way. Sold this $1,000 was because nobody's offered it to me. They tell me to play two. Thank you. this is a $6 fiddle, $6.50 fiddle in 1900. It belonged to my granddaddy, and I thought I'd play you a tune that's about 320 years old that I know of. It could be older than that. It gets to be puzzling when you're dealing with books and writing, you know.
We try and play a few fiddle tunes together, and the first one is one that was Rock the Cradle Joe from your granddad or from Jim Farthing?
Which one?
Rock the Cradle Joe.
Oh, that's Jim Farthing's tune.
Jim Farthing was Frank learned first from his grandfather, but then from a real good fiddler who moved over from Central Virginia named Jim Farthing, and this is one of his tunes.
Close enough for a concert, isn't it?
Now, I might have mentioned that Frank exposed me to a lot of Irish music. When I first met him, he had a stack of 78 records about that high of great old Irish fiddlers and pipers. And
when are you going to bring him back?
The pitfalls of performing with Frank George. Have you all seen Frank's t-shirt? I hope you can read it out there. Laugh and the world laughs with you, fart and you stand alone.
I always have a great outlook.
This is one of those Irish tunes, and it's called Sheehan's Reel, although Frank said that he ran into some guy that kept goats that also named it The Kid on the Roof. I don't know the whole story, but...
Well, it's quite a story we don't have time for.
Okay. Here's an unusual tune that actually I think Frank said didn't have a name when he grew up, but the great fiddler from West Virginia, Virginia border, Henry Reed, played a tune like it, and it was called Texas. So,
yeah, Henry Reed. Yeah, I don't know what the name of it is. Grandpa's tune, and he didn't name it. If he did, I forgot it. We like to play it under certain conditions. Thank you.
We got one more two fiddle tune here, and this is one that I specifically asked Frank to try and remind me of this year, because he had played it about 20 years ago and I forgot it. It's a real neat version of the tune Devil's Dream in four parts in the key of D.
Remind me not to do this again.
There you have Frank George and Armin Burnett. Thank them. That's the real stuff, the old-time fiddle, the way it's supposed to sound. Thanks, guys. Following tonight's concert, there's going to be a dance in the Dance Pavilion. It's going to be featuring Calling by Benoit Bourque and music by members of the French Canadian Music Classes and the Dance Week staff. Those guys are a lot of fun and they have a lot of rhythm. And I remember when I was a kid, I took lessons in French in Buchanan Upshur Junior High School, about 28 miles from here. And so I thought I'd work on my French with them a little bit. And I went over and talked to them a little bit, and they looked kind of confused. And then they looked and asked me a question in English, and I responded, "Je don't know." And it was sort of went like that for a while. Tomorrow, there'll be contras and squares in the Dance Pavilion featuring Susan Kevra, Kathy Anderson, Critton Hollow, and Evening Star. That starts at 8 p.m., and everyone is welcome. How many of you were in bed last night by 11 o'clock? Just checking. Midnight. 1 o'clock. 2 o'clock. 3 o'clock. 4 o'clock. How many of you watched the sun come up? Well, we're getting tame. You've got another night or two left, so have at it and have a good time with what we got left here. While we're here at Augusta, we have our own kind of world going on. There's a kind of community that it develops here, and sometimes we forget what goes on out in the mainstream and what hits the mainstream news and the media. I picked up a copy of the Charleston Gazette, and I read something that really astounded me, and I thought it would pretty much interest you folks here, something that just happened on the national news. There were a group of terrorists that did a hijacking and captured a whole group of banjo players. So they haven't identified just who the group is, but they're pretty tough customers and they really mean business. And they sent a mediator in and checked it out with them. And they threatened to release one every hour until their demands are met. This next band that's going to be coming up tonight is a favorite of mine, and they've been around for 20-some years, maybe 22 years. And they play all kinds of diverse musics, but they love the old-time music, and they love the singing the best. One of the band members, Sam Herman, who is Samantha Herman, I assume, has gotten a grant from the West Virginia Arts and Humanities to go to Shetland and study the old-time fiddle styles and different things that are going on in Shetland. And also, they're going to go to Cape Breton to the Celtic Colors Festival, which is going to be up there. And think about it. Here we have one of West Virginia's favorite old-timey bands being the only representative from the United States to be sent up to Cape Breton. I think that's pretty impressive that they're going to do that. And we're going to head up here in just a moment. Make yourselves ready to send out a great band. We're talking about Joe Herman, who you saw as half of the lovely duet with Joe Fallon, and Sam Herman, and that shy, quiet country boy who's the head of the Bluegrass Week, Paul Kovac. Please put your hands together and give a good, rousing Augusta welcome to Critton Hollow.
Nice to be here again. Nice to see you all out there. We're going to, play a little potpourri of the kind of music that we play. Since we have 20 minutes to do it, we want to do a little bit of this and that of our favorite things.
This first is a song that I learned from the singing of Jim Ringer. And then subsequently I was given by John Lilly, got me a recording of George Jones singing this song, I think probably back in the 50s, and the versions were somewhat different. I took what I considered to be the best parts and put it together. It's called Where Grass Won't Grow. Well, the dirt was clay and was the color of the blood in me. It was a 12-acre farm on a reach in South Tennessee. We left our sweat all over that land behind the mule we watched grow. Row after row, trying to raise corn and cotton on ground so poor the grass won't grow. And there was one little store in the hollow we all called town. And it was run by a kind old man named Henry Brown. He gave us credit in the winter time to keep away the cold. When the wind brought the snow, trying to raise corn and cotton on ground so poor the grass won't grow. And the one I loved walked through those fields with
with me. She was a hard-working woman, as true as one could be. But then one year a sickness came and quickly took its toll. Struck Janie cold, and now she lies asleep underground, so poor the grass won't grow. As I stand here looking over this part of Tennessee, well, the fields are bare for as far as the eye can see. But on the spot where Janie lies, there's a beautiful sight to behold. Nobody knows why there's flowers blooming on the ground, so poor the grass won't grow.
Well, as everybody changes instruments here, I'll introduce the next song. It's written by a woman from Rising Sun, Maryland, one of my favorite exits on Route 95. It says, Northeast Rising Sun. And her name's Ola Belle Reed. She grew up in North Carolina and brought her music to Maryland and touched a lot of us with it. And this is one of her most recorded songs, I believe. It's called High on a Mountain. Thank you.
as I listen to the breeze whisper gently through the trees, I'll always cherish what you meant to me. High on a mountaintop, wind blowing free, thinking about the way things used to be. High on a mountaintop, standing all alone, wondering where the years of my life have flown.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll get Sam over here on the dulcimer. I must say we're honored to share this time on this stage. There's so much talent running around here. It's certainly an honor for us to be able to be up here. We're going to play a medley of a bunch of tunes here, and we'll just go right at it. The first one's called Glory in the Meeting House. I think you might have heard it Tuesday night if you were here. This is our version, and it sounds like this.
Thank you. gets them every time. Rodney Sutton and Laura Lewis. What a pleasure.
We knock them down every time.
Yeah. A lot of fun. Well, Samantha, what do we got going?
Well, Samantha, Samantha, what you got going? I found a new voice this week, as a matter of fact. You know, you just discover new things about yourself here and there. I'm not going to use it on you tonight. I'll let you off the hook.
I just discovered that you were going to Shetland Islands to study fiddle. I'm really going to be interested in learning about that.
Well, you know, when you're backstage and the MC is trying to get you to give you information, you know, so that he has something to say. And so I told him, it's true, I did get a grant to go to Shetland for the West Virginia Arts and Humanities, and I'm really excited about it, but I'm going to study Shetland Islands traditional sweater design. And I hope to learn some Shetland Island tunes while I'm there, so. So Augusta's good for many things for me this week. In fact, I did knit 3 hats so far this week. So my goal is 5 for the week. So 3.5 I'm up to. Well, we're going to leave you with a song that's always meant a whole lot to us in our tradition of singing for you guys. We want to leave you with a message, something to think about in this world of oddities that happen. Speaking of oddities, I want to introduce Joe Fallon on the bass. Paul Kovac on the guitar. Pleased to have Paul. Joe Herman on the fiddle. And I'm Samantha Herman.
What up?
Yeah. So this was written by Bruce Phillips, and it's called Room for the Poor.
Outside, or will they be driven? Savior's back door. Oh, stay up in heaven, there's a room for the poor. Savior's back door. Oh, say up in heaven, is there room for the poor?
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And there you have Critton Hollow, a mighty fine, pretty music out of them. And a couple more things I could tell you about a couple members of that band is that Joe Fallon was back here in 1980, way back when, with a band called the Backwoods Band, which featured my present bandleader and bandmate, Mac Benford. So they've been around here a long time, and that band has been the resident Dance Week band for quite some time here at Augusta, and we're proud of them. We're proud they continue in the tradition. Now, folks, we're going to turn into the dance portion of the show here, and I have a philosophical question. Actually, what do you call a dancer with one leg shorter than the other? Eileen. And we have Eileen coming up here. I'm talking, of course, about Eileen Carson, who has had a lot to do with reviving traditional clogging and other kinds of Appalachian dance and branched out to other worlds and done a fine job with it. She has a lot of dedication, a lot of spirit, and a lot of energy, and she's motivated enough to get things going in all kinds of directions. The lineage goes way back to when they had the Greengrass Cloggers, and then for years I knew them as the Fiddle Puppets, and I've mistakenly introduced them as the Fiddle Puppets before, but now they're called Footworks, and they've been around recently. Eileen has been here for 21 years, and this group recently toured on the London run of that really incredible hit that's going in the mainstream now of Riverdance. And I wonder about that Riverdance. That sort of sounds like swim, if they did the backstroke or the crawl or something like that. And Eileen has gotten a National Endowment for the Arts Choreography Fellowship from 1994 to 96, and I think that's something that we should be proud of here at Augusta. Augusta has spawned all kinds of internationally renowned, wonderful artists over the years, and we appreciate the support you gave them at the table during intermission where the Augusta store was holding forth. Right after the show, you'll have the opportunity to get additional recordings and to shake and howdy with some of the artists as they come out there. I think we're approaching the time here. How about a hand for this sound crew? They do such a professional job. They tend to do their job without hurrying around and running all over each other.